Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers held a press conference this morning to call lawmakers into a special session. The governor wants the legislature to pass a constitutional amendment banning partisan gerrymandering in future redistricting efforts. In his State of the State address, Evers said it's about fair elections that reflect the voters, not politics. Quote, "I know people here disagree sometimes. Sometimes a lot. Politics could get in the way of creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission that everyone can support. But there's one thing that we should be able to agree on, which is that politics should stay out of the redistricting from start to finish," end quote. The special session will start at noon on April 14th. When Evers has called special sessions in the past, the Republicans in charge often gaveled out of this session almost immediately. In the State of the State, Evers indicated he would continue to call sessions until the work is finished. In Wisconsin, constitutional amendments must be considered in two consecutive legislative sessions before being placed on the ballot for voter approval. Immediately following the press conference, Evers began a statewide tour to promote the plan. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter to Wisconsin's congressional delegation urging them to revise the new federal hemp law, which banned the sale of most hemp products in the U.S. starting in November 2026 and was passed as part of the plan to reopen the federal government last year after the longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history. According to Evers, the new federal hemp law is projected to jeopardize $700 million in economic impact and nearly 3,500 jobs in Wisconsin. The new federal definition sets the legal limit of THC and final hemp-derived cannabinoid products at 0.4 milligrams per container, causing many existing lawful products to be reclassified that effectively eliminates existing business models, forcing closures, layoffs, and lost investment. The impacts of the new federal hemp bill will be further intensified in Wisconsin due to the fact that Wisconsin has not yet legalized medical or recreational marijuana. The growing of hemp has become a strong diversification option for Wisconsin farmers, and as of November 2025, Wisconsin had 470 federally licensed hemp producers. In his letter, Governor Evers urges Wisconsin's congressional delegation to work with their congressional colleagues to pursue a legislative solution that maintains a workable, science-based hemp definition that prevents unnecessary economic harm. A bill that would open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the Capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. Looking ahead to the partisan races in 2026, one is a repeat of the 2022 election. In 2022, Attorney General Josh Call narrowly defeated Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. This year, Toney seeks to unseat the two-term incumbent. The latest Marquette Law School poll finds that 10 months before the election, voters view both candidates favorably. Poll director Charles Franklin said, quote, "We love some attorney general candidates. I exaggerate a little bit, but not hugely. Both Eric Toney and Josh Call have slightly net positive favorability ratings. Both of them have a plus 5," end quote. Franklin says Call is better known, with 56% of poll respondents saying they had no opinion of Call, compared with 75% with no opinion of Toney. The most recent Marquette poll was conducted between February 11th and 19th, with a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin registered voters have a negative opinion of how Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been enforcing immigration laws. Lisa Hale reports.
56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale.
The former principal at Sun Prairie West High School pleads not guilty for failing to report child abuse. Jennifer Plieger appeared in Dane County Court Monday. She's charged with three misdemeanor counts for allegedly failing to report child abuse as part of her condition. She's barred from contacting the school district or any child victims named in the complaint. Her case stems from the investigation that followed the arrest of former Dean of Students Robert Gilkey Meisiger, who faces multiple charges related to child exploitation and recently pleaded guilty to federal child pornography charges. Plieger was given a $500 signature bond and is due back in court on March 26th. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was the final critical phase of transition to Next Generation 911. NG911 is a network of systems that replace the existing analog 911 infrastructure. Although legacy 911 systems have proven reliable for decades, they are unable to accommodate multimedia exchanges common in today's personal communications. In addition to traditional voice and teletype communications, NG911 allows text, photo, and video messaging to 911 dispatchers. These enhancements to 911 emergency communications in Vernon County came only after years of planning and coordination. The concept of updating 911 infrastructure in the United States and Canada dates back to 2000. The initiative was instilled on a state level in 2017 when, by legislation, Wisconsin formed a 911 subcommittee attached to the Department of Military Affairs. The following year, the Office of Emergency Communications, operating within the DMA, was formed to oversee contracts and grants related to NG911. Funding for the nearly $238,000 project began with a state grant award of $190,000, which was supplemented by 20% matching funds approved by the Vernon County Board of Supervisors. Reedsburg Area Medical Center participated in the Wisconsin Hospital Association's Advocacy Day on February 25th in Madison. The day is held annually to bring together hospital leaders from across the state to meet with legislators and discuss the future of health care in Wisconsin. As part of the day's activities, RAMC presented improving patient safety through reduction of blood culture contamination in the state capitol rotunda, which earned the 2026 Excellence in Healthcare Quality and Patient Safety Award in the Critical Access Hospital category. RAMC team members shared how the project brought together nursing, laboratory, infection prevention, and leadership teams to standardize blood culture collection practices. By implementing evidence-based strategies and strengthening staff education, the team reduced contamination rates, which improved diagnostic accuracy and overall patient safety. Advocacy Day also provided an opportunity for RAMC representatives to connect directly with legislators and hospital leaders to discuss issues impacting rural health care and to highlight the essential role critical access hospitals play in delivering high-quality care close to home. The Community Players of Southwestern Wisconsin has announced the cast and crew for the upcoming production of Snow White. The cast will include Myla Marks as Snow White, Liz Niemeyer as the Queen, Michael Ames as the Huntsman, Dwayne Rose as the walking, talking magic mirror, Allison Adams as the Enchanted Vixen, Stella Woodhouse as Esmeralda, Sharon Zales as the Old Crone, Hunter Jennings as Prince Robert, and Lila DeVries as the Palace Cat. Alaric Riley, Kaylin Burns, Jackson Dre, Essa Lugo-Hamby, Amelia Ayala, Hunter Danes, and Jace Niemeyer will be the seven dwarfs. Laura Maloney, Elise Staffsleen, Olivia Minet, and Carissa Thompson will be the narrators. Sadie Niemeyer, Rachel Pleckelman, Kayla Fife, Joanna Iserman, Clara Dre, Claire Hine, Ella Joy Fife, Jess Carlson, Ellie Riley, and Lucy Macassay will all be forest creatures. The show will be directed by Dave Timm with Matt Rowe as assistant director. Andrew Sharp is the producer. Kevin Riley will be the technical director, and Dina Riley and Glenn Dunn assisting him. Jenny Seide will be in charge of costumes, and Michael Ames will be in charge of props. Set design and construction will be undertaken by Dave Timm and Dwayne Rose. The house manager will be Sharon Zales. Makeup will be done by Andrew Sharp and Tara Scott. Performances of Snow White are scheduled for Friday and Saturday, April 17th, 18th at 7, and Sunday, April 19th at 2, and again Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th at 7, and Sunday, April 26th at 2. All shows will be in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door at a cost of $10 for adults, $5 for children under 18, and $25 for two adults and any number of children. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Carol Strang of Richland Center on ticket number 131.